What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So very glad to have you with us every single day. And if you miss any moment of the broadcast of the multiple hours that I do, the multiple places that they air, go to the podcast page for Kevin McCullough Radio at SoundCloud or iTunes. Either one of those, you can subscribe. Never miss another episode of anything that we produce. And I will just say that in the earlier hour of the broadcast today, I have an in-depth conversation that I had with a man by the name of Harout Salemian from Syria. He actually is the overseer of about 12 different evangelical groups that are in the nation of Syria as they are trying to move back, believe it or not, to the city of Aleppo to try to rebuild their lives after the technical end of the Syrian war. And it's one of those things where I just have immense respect for someone who's trying to rebuild their life out of the rubble that's there instead of pawning their problems off to other people, which is kind of what I'm getting tired of when it comes to the squad, because everything about the squad is this faux indignation about all these things that supposedly Trump is doing. You know what it is? It's just plain old. They hate Trump. He could cure cancer and kiss all the babies and give everyone $1 million. They would hate him for it in the process. But here's the problem. Everyone's defending these four ladies saying, well, you know, they're American citizens. Well, can you start acting like one? Yesterday, Ilhan Omar was asked about condemning the terrorist groups, al-Nusra, ISIS, al-Qaeda. And she said that she doesn't expect white Americans to condemn white people who commit crimes. Of course she does. And we do. She said, so, quote, I think it's beyond time to ask Muslims to condemn terrorists. We are no longer going to allow the dignification of such a ridiculous statement, she said. But here's the thing. Last month, Omar declined to address a very serious report that found that the highest level of terrorist group recruitment in the country, the place where they go to find more terrorists in our country than anywhere else in our country, the place that had the highest level of terrorist group recruitment is, guess where? Her congressional district in Minnesota. She's not stopping it. She condemns America at every turn. She pumps her chest in favor of Al-Qaeda while she slumps her shoulders when she thinks of America. Can you give me a break? We have a president who loves and will fight and defend our country. He loves our country. It's time that Congress do the same. And that's why Ilhan Omar must go. I'm Kevin McCullough.